Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
You might remember we spoke to several farmers last week on the programme, both tillage and dairy, about the difficulties they're facing because of the awful weather that we've been having. Well, Michael Desmond is a small fisherman based in Roaring Water Bay in West Cork, and he's also chairman of the National Inshore Fishermen's Association. And Michael got in touch with us here on the show to tell us about the issues that his sector is facing too. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well, and it's lovely to talk to you. Now, you're an inshore fisherman. Will you tell us a little bit about that? I understand you've two small vessels. So how does that work? How close to the shore do you stay?
No, I've only one vessel, actually, Claire. Inshore fishermen, predominantly, we fish inside Ireland's 12-mile limit. The vast majority of us are 12 metres or less in length, but inshore kind of covers under 18 metre boats. But we'd be the vessels that would be most affected by the weather, you know, as we're smaller, we can't get out with the way things have been at the moment.
And this is something you've been doing for your whole life. You were reared on this.
I was, yeah. And when I was a child in national school, going out with my father and uncle, in secondary school, summer holidays, and since I left school then, I'm 35 years at it between offshore and inshore, and total probably 15 years offshore, 20 inshore.
So tell us about the weather then and what it's been like.
Well, I've never experienced anything like the last 5 months. There's been 11 named storms since September. There's been, I don't know how many dozen gales in between. To be still getting named storms in April is kind of unheard of. And it doesn't even take gale force to stop us from going out, Claire. If it's just under gale force, we can't. And that's the way it's been constantly since November. Like, you know, I've been lucky if I was able to get out on average one day a week since Christmas. Like, we were on our knees during COVID. We're on our backs now. And no matter how often we've asked this government for financial aid, they just refuse to give it to us.
And listen, we'll come to that in a minute, but so that we all understand what this is like for you. So say last week we've stormed Kathleen and it comes and goes for most of us. But for you then, there's the overhang of that in terms of the gale force winds that you mentioned there. That tends to hang around for days after a storm. Is that right?
Yeah, the storm has passed now, right? But the swell stays up for days afterwards, but it's still blowing here now. It's west northwest 4-6 coming in the bay. That's too bad for me. It'll be Friday morning there before the forecast will be suitable for me to go out again. So since I was hauling last Thursday morning, and it will be over a week before I get out again.
So you don't get out, you don't get any money.
Exactly. We have no income, and the government is aware we have no income. When the shellfish markets collapsed during COVID, they were aware we had no income. We've been to the Dáil 3 times in the last 5 months for help because of the shellfish markets collapsing for various factors due to the war in Ukraine. But the weather on top of that now, you know, the fish that we're still allowed to fish for, we can't get out for, and on top of everything, we lost the pollock fishery in the December council. Like, it's hard to describe what we've been going through,
And because you're self-employed then, Michael, there's no access to social welfare for you?
No, there's absolutely nothing for us, Claire. Nothing at all, going job seekers' allowance. But at least I'm only one man in a small boat. Like, we have members there that would have two crewmen, so there'd be the skippers mortgage, the two crewmen's mortgage dependent on that boat, and then you have a marine mortgage on the boat as well. If fellas have bought them within the last 10 years.
So what are people like? How are people getting through this? How are they paying the bills and putting the bread on the table?
Well, a lot of people are walking away from it and getting jobs inshore. The rest of us are borrowing left, right and centre to stay going, but it is very hard when you go to a financial institution and ask for money and ask you, you know, what's wrong, and it's the weather, when will it be better? I don't know. When will the markets be reopening? I don't know. And they can see our income since the beginning of COVID has decreased probably in excess of 50%. So it's very, very difficult for us to access finance now because you know, there was COVID for the insurance sector. All restaurants across Asia and Europe closed. So that's where our product, shellfish in particular, was going to.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Brexit. Everyone knows what Brexit did to the fishing industry. Then the war in Ukraine, the cost of living crisis came along, which led to market collapsing because of processors being in trouble. And it's difficult to explain, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, and I think people, I don't know whether you would agree, but I think people find it very easy to understand. They see the rain falling, they see the farmers, dairy farmers can't get the cattle and the cows out into the field, they see the tillage farmers can't get the seeds into the ground. Do you think that we understand what's happening with you and your colleagues as easily or as readily?
No, definitely not. And the further inland you go in Ireland, the less comprehension like people would have about the fishing industry. They don't really understand that. I have even friends there in Cork City, and that they just, you know, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely there's a big disconnect there. Like people don't realise what we're actually going through. And if we just got a small bit of help, like, you know, you don't have much of a choice in rural coastal areas. It's either farming or fishing. And for every single inshore fisherman in Ireland, we produce 7 shore jobs between transportation,
yeah,
you know, and everything else.
And what are you looking for? What have you asked for?
Well, we asked for a continuity grant during COVID, which would have been 25% of our earnings, you know, from the year before, to be given to us to help us through that when markets collapsed. But no, 25% of nothing is nothing. The Brexit bar funding, there was $240 million given to the seafood sector inshore, which is 95% of the fleet, got zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. And we're being told now this week that some of that money is being returned to Europe. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Maybe you could find that out from the minister, that they refused to give us anything out of $240 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what we're looking for, say the pelagic sector there, 50 boats, got 26 million for 25% reduction in quota. Like, if something like that was given to inshore, it would make a huge difference.
How, you know? Yeah, I just wonder, given what you've described to me there, like, how close are you now to walking away from this life?
My wife is begging me to.
Right.
You know? For a long time, but we don't know anything. You know, I know it's a cliche, but it is a way of life for us. We've built our lives around the fishing industry. We don't know anything else, Claire. You know, that's what we've done since children.
In other words, what else would you do? I'm sure that's the question
exactly.
You're asking yourself.
Yeah, what else would I do tomorrow if and to be honest, Claire, I don't have any interest in doing anything else. It's like these wind farms that are coming, they're saying, oh, there's employment in that for us and that. But to us, that's only putting us out of work, you know, taking the inshore grounds. Like, where we have no interest in working for multinational developers. Like, this is what we do. And we love it, like, and we know that it could be such a driving force to coastal, economically to coastal areas, if it was just given the proper structures and supports that it needs. You know, we got banned from fishing salmon, banned from fishing trout, banned from fishing bass. Europe never banned those fisheries. They asked the Irish government to manage them. The Irish government's method of managing them was to ban them. Like, they used to be the bedrock of coastal communities in Ireland.
Right. Well, look, Michael, I think your plea for help has been heard loud and clear by everyone listening to this programme. And listen, we'll keep in touch with you. And thank you for getting in touch with us. And we're grateful to hear your story and what's happening with inshore fishermen. That's Michael Desmond there, who is in West Cork. Now, we'll bring you up to date with what's been happening in Leinster House after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.